Best Buy says that, nationally speaking, more than 400 pounds of electronics are recycled every minute a store is open. Happy Earth Day. I'm Jason Middleton, KGO 810.
This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland at 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the top of the hour.
Deals. And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here.
A stunning legal development involving ex-San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco today reversed the obstruction of justice conviction against Bonds related to baseball's investigation of steroid use. Mark Fainaruwata says he's not surprised by the ruling. Fainaruwata is the co-author of The Game of Shadows, a book detailing Bond's steroid use during his career.
In the obstruction case, it was just an overall argument that his answers were evasive and that it contributed to obstruction. And obviously, the Ninth Circuit disagreed. Whether he was evasive or not is not the question, but rather whether it was relevant to the government's investigation.
Even so, Bond served his sentence, 30 days of house arrest, 2 years of probation, 250 hours of community service work. The Ninth Circuit appeal was about clearing his name. And Barry Bonds issued a statement today about the ruling. It reads, "Today's news is something that I've long hoped for. I am humbled and truly thankful for the outcome." He goes on to say, "This has been a long and strenuous period in my life. I very much look forward to moving beyond it. I do so without ill will towards anyone." Barry Bonds now expected to take on a higher profile with the San Francisco Giants now that his legal troubles appear to be a moot point. KGO 810's Tiana McLeish joins us live now from AT&T Park, where the first pitch of tonight's game between the Giants and Dodgers just minutes away. Tiana?
Well, John, AT&T Park is packed, and it's safe to say, after talking to a ton of fans out here, that they are pro-Barry Bonds around these parts.
They've not proven anything against Barry Bonds. He's not tested positive once. It's all circumstantial.
I think that he's a great person, and I think that everybody makes mistakes and, you know, move on.
So I guess I shouldn't ask who you're rooting for tonight.
Giants.
Giants fans excited and hopeful about getting a win here tonight against the Dodgers. Some fans even sporting their Barry Bonds jerseys because they say at the end of the day, it's all about baseball. Live here at AT&T Park, Tiana McLeish, KGO 810.
Another dangerous afternoon for pedestrians on the streets of San Francisco. Just after 5 o'clock tonight, a car hit a woman while turning the corner at 7th and Townsend in the south of Market. San Francisco police tell us she suffered serious injuries. Then about 15 minutes later in the Bayview, a 10-year-old boy was hit on Kirkwood Avenue. His injuries, though, are not considered life-threatening. That controversial vaccine bill passed a Senate committee vote in Sacramento at the state capitol this morning, 1 week after public outrage forced the author to rework the legislation.
The contentious bill that would eliminate the personal belief option in the state's vaccination laws goes now to the Judiciary Committee with some new language to help it along. Parents who still want to opt out of immunizations can opt for independent study for their kids since they won't be allowed to go to a public school, or they can join a homeschooling group.
That is correspondent Jim Roop reporting. State Senator Richard Pan, a pediatrician, is now forced to travel with armed security because of threats over that legislation. Still ahead on KGO, we'll tell you about the controversy over parking and soccer fields involving the 49ers and the city of Santa Clara. We'll also have traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News Time coming up on 7:04.
If you were a movie director, you'd want to audition the actors in person to know if they have the qualities you're looking for. Likewise, when you're buying a diamond, you need to examine the diamonds in person to see whether or not they sparkle. Diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on how they were cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. And sparkle is what it's all about. At Shane Company, when we buy diamonds at the diamond cutters, they're first sorted by lab grade. Then we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because you can't judge a diamond sparkle by its lab grade, come to Shane Company and you'll see that you get a diamond with more sparkle.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Josh Groban Tuesday, November 3rd at the Masonic in San Francisco. To win, visit the contest page at kgoradio.com. Josh Groban in concert from KGO 810.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your check traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham. How you doing, Lee?
Very good, John. Yourself?
Just dandy.
This look at traffic's brought to you by... Yeah, wonderful. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. In San Rafael, northbound 101 at 580, you got a multi-vehicle accident there that's been on the right shoulder for a while, and it is in the clearing stages, but you still have very heavy jam-ups back to Warnham Drive. In Oakland, 24 eastbound, two hazards, a broken down vehicle just after 13. Looks like they're getting it out of the way. It was in the fourth lane. And another broken down vehicle just before 13 that's on the right shoulder. So right now you're slow to stop and go back to about 45th Street. In Berkeley, 80 eastbound at about Ashby, a hit and run accident there. That vehicle is damaged badly enough that they can't just roll it to the shoulder. They're going to have to get a tow truck out there. You got traffic that's heavy back to the maze and past that up to about University Avenue at stop and go. Hercules, 80 eastbound at 4, another stalled vehicle in the third lane from the left. That's got traffic stop and go back to Fitzgerald Drive. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, as we noted, the Giants taking on the Dodgers down at AT&T Park. The A's trying to recover from yesterday's thumping to the Anaheim Angels. That game about to get underway. And the Warriors back in action tomorrow night. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Less cloud cover expected tomorrow morning. We're going to start out with just a few clouds. Mid-40s to low 50s. You'll need a jacket or a sweater. And then for the afternoon, we'll see lots of sunshine along with some occasional high clouds. High temperatures will range from the upper 50s to the upper 70s. Numbers fall on Friday as the clouds increase.
Friday's temperatures in the mid-50s to low 70s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and 64 in Walnut Creek, 64 in Concord, 60 in Santa Rosa, 61 Oakland, 62 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And it's Earth Day, everybody, everywhere!
Today is Earth Day.
Celebrated by more than a billion people in 175 countries.
I just want to celebrate another day of living.
That's right.
I just want to celebrate another day of life.
Love it. Right,
I'm telling you, Earth Day is wacky.
The Earth does not care about us.
Millions of Americans have joined together to protect the planet.
I celebrate Earth Day because it's America's planet.
I just want to celebrate another day.
Guns, remember? We'll talk about that coming up.
We don't have a lot of time on this earth.
Happy birthday, Earth.
Aww. Very nice.
It sounded like Ellen.
It was. Love,
love you, mother.
Ellen. Yes. All right. Yes or BS. Earth Day trivia. Are you ready?
Here we okay.
go. Number one, a 7-year-old kid in Delaware started Earth Day in 1970.
BS.
Yes, it is BS. It was started by a congressman from Wisconsin after he visited a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara.
Oh, my.
Yes, right here in the Golden State. Earth is slightly smaller than Mars.
Total BS.
That's total BS. Mars is about half the size of the Earth and has only 38% as much gravity, meaning someone who's 200 pounds would weigh 76 pounds there. That's where I should go.
Don't go on a diet. Go to Mars.
Go to Mars instead. Yeah. Oh, I'm 206, so I'd be about, what, 77 pounds there.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not
well,
know
suck
that.
It in. All right. Well, I'm 6'1". That helps. We've identified about 2 million different species so far on our planet Earth. Yes or BS? 2 million.
Oh, wow. I think it's more.
Well,
yeah,
it's
so
yes.
It's BS.
No, it's yes.
So it's yes, it's correct? Okay.
Yes, yes. But we still have no idea how many there are in total. According to the National Science Foundation, it could be as low as 5 million or as high as 100 million.
But 2 million we've discovered. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, here's the fact. I mean, we've been to the moon, we've gone to Mars, but we haven't been to the complete bottom of the ocean. We still don't know what's going down there.
Right, right. Yes, and I think they mean every little living thing that might be crawling on your skin right now.
And by the way, that's where the USOs are. The aliens really live down there. They're not up there.
Unidentified submarine object.
Submersives. Oh, there you have it. Okay, the hottest day on record was 134 degrees in Death Valley, California.
True, yes.
Yes, that's how hot it was, July 10th, 1913.
Whoa.
The record low was Antarctica in 1983. Negative, listen to this. This.
Oh,
I thought Chicago
me,
was bad.
I'm going to go burr, aren't I?
Negative 128.6 degrees.
Holy cow. On the planet Earth.
Yes. Earth Day 2015. The Earth orbits the sun 67,000 miles per hour. Yes or BS?
I'll say yes.
You are correct, Heather.
Okay. Wow. I know I've heard about it at some point, and you're like, wait, we're moving how fast? How come I'm not dizzy? Oh, wait, I am.
420's over. It's the 22nd. But at any given time, we're actually moving much faster than that. Our solar system orbits the center of the galaxy at almost 500,000 miles per hour. So they
Good
say.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And that's why we stick to the planet.
Yeah, that's why
it gets that pull.
Yes. So when the doctor says, Drex, keep your feet on the ground, it's not a difficult thing to do. Less Achilles problems that way. Yeah. All right. And then our president, yes, our good president, President Obama, went to point out the, the points and the fouls from Earth Day 2015 and what we can look forward to. But he went to the Everglades. However, it took 9,000 gallons of jet fuel to get him there. Bum, bum.
Little Earth Day irony.
I know, right. Just a little bit.
If you're the president, you got to have a photo op.
Can't you wait to just get off at 10 o'clock and go plump your lips? Now that you don't have to go Lisa Rinna with the bee stings.
Oh, man.
What is that, Restasis? What is that stuff that you put in your face?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you go to the dermatologist or the Botox doctor, when you plump
your
lips.
They might use Restylane. Is that what you're thinking
of?
What
did I say? Restasis. Yeah, I don't know what
you're,
the hell.
You're thinking of rosacea.
No, I know what rosacea is. I've had that plenty of times. Just with you. Yeah.
There are cheaper ways to plump your lips, apparently.
Yes, it would be the Kylie Jenner challenge. Apparently, it's going horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh, my God.
Parents, I mean, has this happened to your kid? Or if you're young, have you done this? Do you know any friends who've done this? 808-0810. So kids are suctioning the crap out of their lips with bottles and shot glasses to achieve the plumped-up Kylie Jenner look. What could go wrong? Plenty, as it turns out. Plenty could go wrong.
All you need to do is check out the hashtag. And, I mean, I really, my stomach's upset from looking at that.
Yes.
Hashtag Kylie Jenner challenge gone wrong.
Right. So, and it got even worse because it turns out the Kylie Jenner challenge might have started as a dumb joke by a YouTube celebrity. That's the thing teenagers are doing, plumping their lips with the sucking the bottle or the shot glass. Jenna Marbles, who's huge. Yes. I mean, not literally, but she made this video called Kylie Jenner lip tutorial, and she listed a bunch of fake tips on how to make your lips look bigger.
I thought this was a joke.
It was ridiculous, but listen to this. Some of her 15 million fans tried it.
First, you're going to want to start with a bare face, no makeup. And then you're just going to want to shave your entire face. This will make your face super shiny. The next thing you're going to want to do is exfoliate. Regular lip scrubs don't give me the results I want, so I like to use kitty litter. I just take some and rub it into my lips as hard as I can. It works amazing, and it's organic. Then we need to hydrate our lips, but I want something that's going to bring more circulation and pump them up. So I get a jalapeno, and I take up seeds, and I rub them directly onto my lips. And I mix it with my chapstick. It should burn a ton, and then after you're done with that, get more things that burn. Like cinnamon. It works really great to get all that blood moving into your lips to make them look fuller. It might be painful, but it's totally worth it in the end. Then you're going to want to take an ice cube and rub your lips with them until they're completely numb so that you can burn them and not feel it as much. Amazing, right? Now's the time in my routine when I like to get a little bit more aggressive. Take something that you can fit your lips into and just suck on it as hard as you can. I know it looks silly, but it really gives great results.
Act Natural Bay is coming. And don't even worry if it leaves red marks on your face. That's what concealer's for. The next thing you can do is if you have friends, and this is totally optional because I know plenty of you don't have any friends, is to have someone lightly punch you in the mouth. It's really not even that painful, I swear. And if you really want to go the extra mile, have your friends suck your lips for you, like essentially give you a lip hickey. It feels so weird, but it looks so great.
Okay, so if you're a parent, I mean, obviously, I think you probably think that's funny unless your kid did it.
Oh, my God.
And really screwed up their face, because you would not believe some of the pictures. Ripped lips, bruised lips, you know, teeth ripped out. Just crazy stuff.
It's really disgusting. I mean, yeah. Girls yesterday or today missed school because of how horrible their mouth and face looked.
And the jalapeno seeds and the cinnamon, and I guess some were even scrubbing the kitty litter on their faces. I mean, are you horrified or, you know? Well, that's what you get when you're stupid enough to listen to the Kylie Jenner lip tutorial. 808-0810. I don't know. I'd be really pissed. But you know, this is what time it is on the internet. And you know, you don't have to pay $5,000 to get that put in your lips by going to Lisa Rinnaway. Yeah.
Well, if you're a little kid, you know, your allowance isn't going to pay for that. That's right. You might as well just try some lip tutorial.
So Kylie addressed all of this chaos today on Twitter. She said, quote, "I'm not here to try to encourage people, young girls, to look like me or think that they should look like whatever. I want to encourage people, young girls like me, to be yourself and not be afraid to experiment with your look." Well, that's not really apologizing for what happened. But she might not be.
But she's not the one that did the video that you played the lip challenge from just now, to be fair.
And this woman, just or this lady, this girl, Jenna, kind of threw it on her, I think. I think that's how it went. I'm not quite sure. But nonetheless, that's a lot of chaos.
Nonetheless, hide the shot glasses or your kids are going to do something stupid to their lips.
Can you imagine after you've been working for 12 hours, you know, sitting in traffic, you get home and you come in, you walk in and your 12-year-old is
laying there crying with a blue bruise around her mouth.
Oh, my God. A shot glass stuck to her face. All right. Speaking of young people, how about the 11-year-old who this mother loses custody of her 11-year-old after her son made pro-marijuana comments in his class. By the way, this happened a month ago. This is an unbelievable, it's unbelievable, this story. And she hasn't been arrested, and she still can't have the kid.
She has not got her kid back. This is in Kansas. She's a marijuana advocate and, let's see, a Crohn's sufferer. Yep. And wrote a book. Gosh, I forgot the title.
We'll discuss
Live Free
it.
Or Die, but yeah. We'll find it for you.
Yeah, we'll discuss it next on the Drex Radio Show and a lot more on the way on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. First, let's check in with Lee Graham at the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. San Rafael, northbound 101 at 580. They're still trying to clear that multi-vehicle accident that's been on the right shoulder for quite a while now. Jam-ups are worse. It's actually back to just after Warnham Drive now and pushing back. In Berkeley, 80 eastbound at Buchanan, it turns out, a hit-and-run accident there. They're still trying to clear that, and traffic is still heavy. Back to the maze. In Oakland, 24 eastbound, those two stalled-out vehicles just before and after 13 have been cleared. Traffic is only slow now, back to about 45th Street. I mean, minor delays by that. Also, something you want to watch out for as you're coming across the Dumbarton Bridge on 84 eastbound, just before Thornton, you've got a sofa cushion or a car seat cushion there in the slow lane. Weatherford BMW, Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500. All from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Doris in Atherton.
Rick, I don't drive, so I can't get to your showroom.
Then we'll bring the Conklin Brothers showroom to you.
What, you've got a van with a few selected items you want to unload?
No, we have a van filled with carpet, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, and ceramic tile. Whatever you want to see. Complete with a Conklin Brothers flooring expert.
Probably some high-pressure salesman.
No, no pressure, Doris. At Conklin Brothers, we want you to have the best shopping experience ever.
So how do I schedule this mobile showroom?
Just go to ConklinBrothers.com, schedule online, or call us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
All right, just one more thing. About your carpet expert.
What's that, Doris?
Make sure he's a stud muffin.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Doris.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And tonight, the Giants are going to kick some Dodger ass.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. Simple factors, plainly obvious to see.
Weird Al.
Your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive.
Yay.
Our coach really has the Midas touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave. And your guys, not so much.
Love that, Weird Al. Stop by the Tonight Show last night, sat in with the Roots, and so much for the Dodgers last night. Let's hope the party continues tonight. So, check this out. Now, you know, regardless of what you think about marijuana, I think you, and I hope that you would agree, that this is completely out of line. So, this mother loses custody of her 11-year-old son after he made some pro-marijuana comments in class. So, this mother has been denied custody of her son. After he, you know, was talking in a positive manner about marijuana in the classroom. They were having a discussion last month. This lady's name is Shona Banda, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she is a medical marijuana activist. And she needs to be because this is coming out of Kansas, where you still, you know, they throw you in a cage for, what, 17 years or something like that? Just for medical marijuana? It's something hideous. But anyway, she is still trying to regain custody of her 11-year-old son since the boys' classroom presentation on March 24th, basically a month ago. The investigators say the boy told school officials that his mom and other adults in their house regularly used drugs, marijuana. And, of course, they got inquisitive, yeah.
She's a Crohn's sufferer, so this is really... Yeah, I don't think I'm overstating it to say it saved her life to be able to vape and help her condition.
Well, or whatever she was doing, but she had marijuana. But here's where this really goes south, as in Kansas. She hasn't been arrested or charged with anything. Police forwarded her case to the district attorney this past Monday. Again, this happened on March 24th. Now, the same day, the judge denied her request again to regain custody in the hearing. That was Monday, as in 2 days ago. She said, "That's okay. I'm not going to give up," she tells CBS News. I will get him. I'm not going to stop until I do. Now, in the march, in the classroom presentation, Banda's son also disagreed with some of the anti-pot points that were being made by the school officials. Well, yes, of course.
Do not disagree with the principal. Oh, my God.
Right.
Even if you're right.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think this is nuts?
Oh, it's insane.
A month later.
I'm really upset, but I'm glad the story is getting traction.
So I have to tell you something. So here, the mother returns to the house later today to find Child Protective Services and police officers waiting
that
for
day.
Her to come home.
You're talking March 24th.
March 24th. After she initially refused to let the officers in, they obtained a search warrant, of course. And the Vice notes that the officers wouldn't let Banda enter the home until they got the warrant to search for the evidence in the house, specifically marijuana. And a YouTube video has been circulating that, purports to show Banda trying to get into her home, and they wouldn't let her in. Well, they did find marijuana in there, and she has Crohn's disease, and she is trying to treat the Crohn's disease. And she wrote this book, Live Free or Die, Reclaim Your Life, Reclaim Your Country, which recounts her struggles with this condition. So, I mean, here's the deal. The son is still in CPS, and she still hasn't been charged. Now, if she had been charged, but still she hasn't been charged, so much for quick and speedy justice. There's none of that. And by the way, here's what it seems like to me. It seems to me like the person who's incarcerated is the child. You incarcerated her 11-year-old child, for the crime of the mother. That's how I feel about it, 808-0810. I mean, what do you think about this? And by the way, does this really make her an unfit mother?
Good point.
Yeah. And a month later with no charges? Is she unfit? And what about the case of the protective custody? Don't you think that's harming the 11-year-old more than going home to, I want my mommy, who has Crohn's disease and is trying to treat herself because Kansas has its head up its Kansas? 808-0810. I mean, seriously, regardless of what you think about marijuana, whether you're pro or anti, and I would hope that, you know, 810% of our listening audience would agree that, at least medical wise, it's not that big of a deal that you take away a child from her mother when she hasn't even been charged. And so the kid's been in CPS for a month now.
With no end in sight.
All right, and the judge said Monday, no. Still no charges and still no kid for you.
So again, her name is Shauna Banda, we're pronouncing it, S-H-O-N-A-B-A-N-D-A. And you can Google her. She's got a GoFundMe thing going on that at last check was at 30 grand, but it's climbing every day to help with her legal bills.
Yeah, and so if you want to, and it's a good idea, I mean, if you got some extra change laying around, I mean, come on. What the hell? I hope that this outrage that is sparking across the country, because people are chatting about this now. Yeah, to totally. Their senses. Let the kid out, for God's sakes.
Right. Yes. It's too bad it's taken an entire month for this to really get going in the news, but I'm glad that it is. And I did reach out to, is it Dale Gehringer from Normal today? So maybe we'll be able to get him on the air, or at least Normal is now aware of what's going on in Kansas.
All right, and then we're going to talk about the parents of the kidnapped Fairfield boy lashing out at the cops, and we'll discuss that with John Libertini, and we got to check in with him now. It's 729 on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. To get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
So, the parents of an 8-year-old Fairfield boy, you know, was sleeping in the car, idling in the morning in the very early hours, and somebody took the car with the kid in it. And then the cops showed up at the house. I mean, this is basic 101. Can we come in and look around to see, make sure that, you know, let's take a look, see where's the kid, make sure he's not hiding somewhere, or where is he? You look in the house. Well, apparently that didn't go over well with the parents, and we'll discuss after we check in with John Libertini on KGOA 10.
Well, Drex, that is our top story at the bottom of the hour.
No, I am not resisting you. What am I doing?
Held to the ground and handcuffed, the mother and father of a kidnapped 8-year-old boy have hired a lawyer, and they plan to file a grievance against the Fairfield Police Department over the heavy-handed tactics of their officers.
I'm telling you that the only reason why you would be inside my house is if I were the suspect of something. No, I will not let you inside my house.
That is the body camera of one of the officers recording Suzanne Guzman refusing to let police search the family home. Moments later, one of the officers claims he sees blood, and that's when they restrain Guzman and enter the home.
It looks like blood on the carpet.
What the f***?
I haven't gotten that far.
Dude,
so let's hook her up.
What are you? No, I am not resisting you. What am I doing?
Stop resisting!
What am I doing? Oh my God!
Oh. Can you get that cuff on?
Suzanne and Paul Guzman were handcuffed so officers could search the home. Fairfield police say, as you noted, Drex, they wanted to make sure the boy wasn't hiding inside the house. A still unidentified suspect took off with the family car while it was left running briefly in the driveway just before 5 yesterday morning. The car was found several hours later with 8-year-old Brock Guzman safe and still inside.
On this vote, the ayes are 99, the nays are 0. The bill, as amended, S-178, is passed.
In Washington, putting politics aside, the U.S. Senate made quick work of the Justice for Victims of Trafficking Act. Democratic Senator Patty Murray praised the bipartisan effort, Democrats and Republicans joining forces to get the bill passed.
I am very hopeful that now we will be able to continue working together to tackle the many other challenges that our country faces.
The lingering dispute also delayed the confirmation of Loretta Lynch as attorney general. The veteran prosecutor expected to be confirmed tomorrow as the replacement for outgoing attorney general Eric Holder. Back here in the Bay Area, the controversy over parking and soccer fields took another ugly turn between the 49ers and the city of Santa Clara. Last night, two city council members blocked a deal that would have turned over an 11-acre plot of land next to Levi's Stadium for a new parking lot. At $15 million, the team would have gotten the land for about 20% of its fair market value. City Councilwoman Lisa Gilmore, though, led the charge.
The proposal is off the table, and what we're going to talk about at our next council meeting is what process we're going to use to determine, are we going to relocate the park? Who's going to pay for the relocation?
She says last night's hearing that was introduced by Mayor Jamie Matthews was unethical and bordered on illegal.
Tremendous amount of folks in the community came out. They were never consulted on this plan.
And she claims it didn't pass the smell test.
That's KGOA 10's Jeannie Lynch. Now, the 49ers previously backed out of a construction agreement to relocate those fields at team expense. Mayor Jamie Matthews has not responded to phone calls from KGO 810. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:34.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6899. Or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic on the fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in San Rafael again. Northbound 101 at 580. Now you have what looks to be a large plastic 4-foot long object in the slow lane there. The accident that was there has been cleared. You do have minor slowdowns still back to about Tamalpais Drive, but things are really relaxing quickly. In Berkeley, 80 eastbound at Buchanan, that accident cleared. Minor slowdowns now between Ashby and University. In Union City, southbound 880 at Alvarado Boulevard, there's a fender bender there in the slow lane. You've got minor delays back to the on-ramp from Alvarado Niles Road to southbound 880. And then just before 238 in Hayward on northbound 880, there was an accident at Paseo Grande. They've cleared that. Now you have minor delays back to West Winton Avenue. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are up 1-0 over the Angels in Anaheim. Giants and Dodgers, no score top of the second. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Lots of sunshine for Thursday. After that, though, this fickle spring weather takes yet another turn. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
High temperatures will range from the upper 50s to the upper 70s. Numbers fall on Friday. We're looking at mid-50s to the low 70s. And then Saturday, we are expecting some spring showers, primarily in the morning. Afternoon looks fine. Upper 50s to low 70s. Mostly sunny, warmer for your Sunday afternoon. Low 60s to upper 70s.
And by early next week, temperatures are going to hit the 80s. Around the Bay Area. Right now, mostly, partly cloudy skies. We've got 64 in Concord, 60 in Oakland, 55 in Santa Cruz, 53 in Half Moon Bay, 60 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
By the way, today is Secretary's Day, and 18 more days until Mother's Day, 30 more days until Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way. By the way, John, John's going to come over here, and we'll discuss what has been going on with this situation. I just heard the word lawsuit. That's new to me, with the parents of the boy who were really lashing out at the police, which you heard during the broadcast there. And, you know, people were looking at this in very different ways. The parents of this 8-year-old Fairfield boy, you know, John, there's so many things that, and people are very emotional about this case because, first of all, parents want to know, why was he sleeping in the car outside unattended at that time in the morning?
You know what? I have no problem with that. Parents are busy. Dad was loading the car. Mom was taking the child in the car to Napa. It was, you know, it was a couple of minutes. You know, I mean, it's easy to armchair quarterback here.
I understand.
But I think the bigger issue is how this was handled by the police department. And really mom's and mom's reaction, too. I mean,
it's
a bit troubling.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you've got to think that people are so unnerved by all the stuff they're hearing and seeing and reading about the police that, you know, where there is a fear being generated that, you know, normal people are feeling.
Well, and so the parents say that, you know, they feel as though the officers mistreated them after they realized that their son was missing and, you know, go look for my son. But I have to say this, I mean, thank God, in this instance, they were wearing body cameras. So, you know, there is evidence of exactly what was going on. The woman, and this is the disturbing part to me. She's going crazy, not, you know, come on in, look wherever you want, just find my kid. All I want is my kid. Where's my kid? I'd be, you know, I'd be next to tears, if not in tears. But why not let them in? Instead, she's screaming, I want a search warrant and this, that, and the other. You're not coming in my house. Now, that, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, well, that's because there was one police officer there. I don't think that was the case. Now, I'm
not
sure.
There were a couple of police officers there. But it's odd because you look back on other cases. I covered the Scott and Lacey Peterson thing at length. I mean, for months and months and months.
Right, I know
met
that story
Scott
well.
Peterson.
Yes.
And he didn't want cops searching that house.
Well, of course not.
Without a warrant. Well, in retrospect, of course not. But it was really odd to begin with. I mean, you know, I was in the street with him. He walks out and he says, you know, and there were a bunch of us out there with TV cameras. He says, I don't want you to shoot any pictures of me, my house, or my family. And I try to explain to the guy, look, the first 72 hours of someone's disappearance is critical. I mean, the chances of finding someone who's been abducted or missing is best in the first 72 hours. And he stopped me in mid-sentence and said, you're not going to change my mind. I'm not going to talk to you until I'm ready. But
he was a police officer before. Oh, you're talking about Scott.
I'm talking about Scott Peterson. So obviously, in retrospect, you know, trying to keep the cops out of the house, you know, was, I mean, he had reason to want to keep them out. But anytime somebody does that, it raises a red flag.
Sure.
In this case, you may just have a paranoid mom, but it's odd just the same.
Right, right. Well, and for the police officers, I would think it's 101 that they look in the house just exactly what they said, in case the kid's hiding or God forbid, something bad's going on.
Well, that's I'm telling you, I have covered a lot of crime, and I used to walk up to the police after showing up on the scene and saying, okay, it's this, 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 and this, and they'd say, you know, Lobertini, you're getting pretty good at this. What they do is they first look at the family,
right,
or the spouses, because more often than not, that's where the problem is.
Yeah, sometimes, mostly a domestic argument or something like a divorce, yes.
Right, that heightens everything by 10 if there's a divorce. In this case, you know, it just seems to be a distraught mom who maybe overreacted. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Well, and now there's a lawsuit?
Well, they have hired a lawyer, and they are planning to file a complaint. I've not been able to find evidence that they've actually filed it. Credible. You know, there are lots of people out there writing about this story, saying that a complaint has been filed, but all credible news operations are not going that far yet. So I don't think it's happened.
Okay, so 808-0810, where do you stand on this? You heard the woman. She's hysterical. You know, you're not coming in here without a search warrant. And then I suppose, allegedly, isn't, as the story goes, while the door is open, I guess they saw something red on the carpet. So that was cause for them to come into the house? Is that the way it
goes? Yeah, well,
you
hear him on that audio tape say, I think I see blood on the carpet. You know, and all police officers need is a probable cause.
That's right.
To go in and check something out. There was no warrant here. If they have probable cause, if they have reason to believe that something has gone wrong here, that someone's life may be in jeopardy or a crime has been committed, then they can enter that house. And that's exactly what they did at that point.
Right. And then you heard her get, I guess she was cuffed and she went,
crazy. Yeah, she was cuffed and put down on the ground. That was raw emotion, though, wasn't it?
Right. Very emotional. Now, I'm not saying it was crazy on her part, but, you know, no. Your son's missing. It just seems the whole thing is hysterical, but it seems rather coy and bizarre the way the whole thing went down. And by the way, the good news is the kid was found.
He was found. He's okay. The guy who took off with the car, they haven't tracked him down. But, you know, in many ways, who cares?
Well, the way that I'm seeing this right now, they might have a person of interest in mind. But
well, they'll find him. They'll find somebody. There will be a camera somewhere.
But I'm not sure what the offense is that the police officers did. Maybe they were a little pushy. I don't know.
You know what?
I just hear the woman going crazy. You need a search warrant. If my 8-year-old, or I'm sorry, whatever the case is.
Yeah, 8-year-old.
8-year-old. Okay, because we were talking about the 11-year-old, the mother losing the 11-year-old in Kansas, which is just, I no comprende on that one either. But I just think that I would immediately, look, do whatever you need to do to find the kid.
Well, you know, I think this is one of those cases where if you look too closely at the way someone's job is done, you'll misunderstand it because you don't know what you're seeing. And I think that's very much the case with, you know, people who do police work. I mean, I've had people come into this arena broadcasting and they right. think it's so glamorous and you're going to go to the Emmys and it's going to be full of glamorous people. And, you know, people that do this work hard. We work a ton of hours. It's just sure. not that glamorous. It's a lot of hard work. And people are always surprised when they see that. And I think that police work is not a pretty thing. Farming is not a pretty thing. There are lots of jobs in this world that aren't pretty. And if someone who doesn't know what they're looking at comes in and, you know, takes a look at it, they might think, well, that doesn't look right.
I know, but in the police department's defense, once again, and I know right now everybody's very, you know, there's this fear factor about police somewhat in the community. And I think a lot of it is unwarranted, by the way. And, you know, they're out there trying to do their best, 99% of them. But nonetheless, they're there to help you, and you're going hysterical and you're just flipping out. I don't see how it is helping your cause.
And really, they know more than anyone that time is of the essence.
Right, right.
The car has been taken. There's a kid missing. If they've got to search that house, if searching that house aids in that search, they're going to do it. And in many ways, Mom made it easier. I mean, if she was going to refuse, that's one thing. But she refused and made it easy for them to, you know, follow up and get into the house and check out that the boy was, in fact, not there.
Well, okay. I'm glad the kid is okay and everybody's back together.
Brock Guzman, 8-year-old. He looks like a heck of a baseball player.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he sure does. All right.
You know, sometimes moms just don't want people to see what a mess the house is.
You know, you are so right.
Listen to the woman in the room.
Well, and you know,
oh,
and
I've
a lot
lived
of people
with enough
saying,
of you. I know how it is.
No. And I have to say, speaking to people here in the studio and the newsroom, a lot of people are as of mind as many people are. It's like, no, you know, I'm not letting cops in my house right now. You know, if you don't have a warrant, you're not coming in. So they defend this woman very much so.
Well, and they can, but it probably won't. It's probably a futile argument, and they'd probably be wrong. Because I think these cops did what they're supposed to do. I don't like the sound of it.
That was my thought.
And there are, you know.
It's my opinion.
Yeah. Again, some jobs aren't pretty, and this is near the top of the list.
Okay. Thank you very much, John Lobertini. We'll talk to you in a few minutes at the top of the hour. And speaking of families and parents, the craziest time of the day for parents. Well, it's not that early, but when is it? And a whole lot more. People judging your house if you allow them in without a warrant. Yes, they do. It takes them 26 seconds. To make up their mind about you. We'll talk about it next on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810. First at 7:46, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start on the Bay Bridge. The upper deck traffic drops down to stop and go a little before you get to the Skyway. And then from there, it's going to be stop and go all the way to 101 down to 16th Street. No delays, though, on the eastbound side. Antioch rush hour still hanging on 4 eastbound, and traffic stop and go from Contra Loma Boulevard almost back to Leverage. Mountain View, the on-ramp to southbound 85 from East El Camino Real. Watch out for a stalled vehicle that is reportedly actually blocking the whole on-ramp. And in Pleasanton, you got another broken-down vehicle on 580 eastbound at Hopyard Road. That's got the right lane and the shoulder blocked up at the moment. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
For a unique gift of a diamond that sparkles beautifully at an unbeatable direct diamond importer price, visit Shane Company or go to shaneco.com.
Our experts know tires. Enough to expertly install more than 3.5 million last year. That level of service will give you more confidence than ever before. Even enough to hand feed a juicy steak to a lion. Now get $120 mail-in rebate on select tires when you use the Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details. 6/30/15.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to say
save 25% off your first visit.
Spring is in the air, and so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Rest, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean three rooms, plus get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. 877-321-0739 or easily book it online at ZeroBayArea.com.
Join the San Francisco Symphony for Stravinsky's imaginative breakthrough ballet, Score the Firebird, April 30th through May 3rd. This groundbreaking work catapulted Stravinsky to international fame and is well-loved by audiences around the world for mixing Russian folk melodies with fierce rhythmic energy. World-renowned conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen leads the symphony in this exciting concert. Great seats are still available. Get tickets at sfsymphony.org or call 415-864-6000.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Hey, neighbor. Ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighborhood Ace can help. Just stop by Ace this weekend, buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder lawn food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this season. April 24th through the 26th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet. Limit 1. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Head to Orchard Supply Hardware this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the big nursery event. Every plant is on sale. Save on annuals, perennials, vegetables, landscape plants, and much, much more. Plus, save on fertilizers, mulches, and soils. And when you buy any plant and a pot, we'll do the potting free. The Nursery Event, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at Orchard Supply Hardware.
...751 on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. What is this gentleman's name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason in Monterey.
Jason in Monterey. Thank you for calling. You're on KGO.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I just have to agree with you. I have 7-year-old twins at home, and I know the chaos that can ensue when you're trying to go somewhere. And if, God forbid, one of them went missing and something happened, and I called the police to come and help me, I would let them in my house, let them do whatever they had to do to try and find my child. It makes no sense to me that the parent would say, no, now that I called you, I don't want your help anymore.
Yeah, and I want everybody to just hear it, because I think it puts a different spin on it when you hear from the cops. They're wearing a camera and a microphone, which is a good idea, obviously, for simple reasons like this. Hold on one second, if you would. Go ahead, play the audio. This is of the woman not allowing the police officers in the house.
I'm telling you that the only reason why you would be inside my house is if I were the suspect of something. No, I will not let you inside my house.
And so, there you hear it, Jason. I mean,
why would she be worried about that if there wasn't something going on in the house that would cause the police to think that she was a suspect?
Well,
let them in. Let them do their job. That's what they've been trained to do, is to investigate and to come to the bottom of the problem and help you resolve whatever challenges you're having.
Well, you know, I was listening to Chip Franklin's show earlier during the day today on KGO, and somebody called and said, well, what was going inside that house that you didn't want them to come in?
Now, the police officer said it himself. He said, I'm going to go check to make sure the child didn't go back in the house and fall asleep somewhere in the house. And, as I said, I have children. They're like wet cats. You can't keep them in control all the time.
Right, exactly. No, I hear you. And according to the Chronicle, so when the officers arrived, they asked to wait. She asked them to wait for her husband to come back inside. And so it goes, my wife wouldn't let them in the house without me because we have two dogs and one of them will bite if I'm not present when they're there. So she asked them not to enter the house. Paul Guzman right. said. She didn't give them permission to go into the house until I got back because I was looking for my son. So
yeah, it just seemed like the timeline was just a little bit strange for that. Put the dogs in the backyard or put the dogs in the closet. Do something.
Well, that's what I said earlier. I mean, who's to say, you know, I don't know how her dogs behave. All dogs behave a little bit differently. But nonetheless, I would have immediately put the dog in a room and say, you know, the dog's in the room there. If you want to peek in there, go ahead. But be careful. You might get bit. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Alert them. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good night. Okay. All right. So I think there's more to come with this story. I don't think it's going away. And then this thing in Kansas where we started the hour with the mom losing custody of her 11-year-old son after he made pro-marijuana comments in class, and she still doesn't have her 11-year-old kid back after a month, and there have been no charges pressed against her. That's just bad. And we have that up. Do we have that up on where we can help this woman in her legal defense fund?
I have her name and a photograph and just the outline of the story at KGO's Facebook page, so you'd have to Google her. You'll easily find her. She comes right up as soon as you put S-H-O-N-A in. Help her with the GoFundMe site or whatever you want to do, or just read up on it and stay abreast of it.
So, by the way, check out 2.5 million parents found that the most stressful moment of the day is what time in the morning?
Oh, my God, is it 4:45 when your husband goes out to warm up the car? And put the kid in it so you can drive him to school?
That would
and
be
then,
back
oh, my
to
God,
Fairfield.
Where's the car?
Yeah, and oh, my God, where's the kid?
Dude, where's my car? Where's my kid? Who knows?
No, it's 7:35.
That would be prime time for most folks.
Yes, that would be the time that everything has to go down, you know, all at once. Kids get dressed, fed, out of the house on time. Yep, 2.5 million. Most stressful moment of their day is 7:35. And I told, you know what, this is an interesting thing. And Heather didn't know this, but this is a radio thing. So if you ever notice a radio station running a contest, they always run it, and we've done this for 20, 30 years. The contest is always at 7:20 a.m. So if you ever hear a radio station do that, now you know why. That's when most people are listening before it's 7:35. It's old school. Yes. Old school radio dynamics. Have you ever wished that you would have asked your parents a certain question? Yeah. They actually came up.
Where do I come from?
Right. Stuff like that. Yes. 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 Before they pass away.
Oh.
Yeah. They came up with a list of, you know, top questions people wish they would have asked their parents or grandparents before they passed away. You know, and for instance, what do you remember about your first kiss? Which seems kind of random.
Oh, that's
who wants to
so
hear about
sweet,
that? I don't know if I don't want to
no,
know that.
No, that's awesome.
But I mean, here are some. While they're still with you, you might want to run these by them when you're having, you know, coffee, tea, or a cocktail with them on this Earth Day or whenever day.
Or
you
a
see
joint.
Them. Yeah, whatever. Yes. What's the most rebellious thing you've ever done? I think that's a fun question for
that's
your parents.
A great question.
Yeah.
I mean, little old ladies will say the darndest things because they got nothing left to lose, you know?
Yeah. What's the one thing you wish that you could change about the world? That's a big question.
Oh,
but,
that's
you know,
great.
That's fun. That's a fun question.
Did you ever happen to hear this? Somebody asked their grandmother, what was the, you know, best thing that ever happened in your lifetime? And without missing a beat, she said, birth control.
Ooh.
Imagine the before after on sexual freedom.
The 60s changed everything, didn't it? Yes. Gloria Steinem and all of that.
Yeah.
Where would we be? Well, a lot more populated on this Earth Day now, wouldn't we?
Bursting at the seams.
What were your hopes and dreams as a kid? Which I guess just gives you more insight, you know, to who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. And the biggest question that people ask or wish they would have asked their parents or their grandparents before they passed is, what's your biggest regret? Because it might help you avoid making the same mistake. I mean, let's face it, it's all in the DNA and the genetics, right? Okay. All right. When we come back, should we talk about the Kurt Cobain Airbnb?
Oh, yeah. This is interesting.
And HBO has the new documentary coming out. And turns out there was a cover of a Beatles song. We'll discuss that.
That Kurt Cobain did?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Are you promising to play it for us? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
And then you've got something crazy. I don't know what this is. This is your sex Sexticle. I'm pushing that over there with my foot.
People are making parody films of 50 Shades of Grey.
Thank God.
Well, it already is a parody of itself, I thought.
and divorce, yes, divorce.
Remorse.
Look before you leap. That's all on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Your business is your passion, and at Bank of the West, getting to know it is ours. We take the time to get to know you and your business so we can help when you need it. Right now, get 30-year amortization on owner-occupied commercial real estate loans with a 10-year fixed-rate term and secured business lines of credit at prime.